Yes, Lord Jesus. All sin, all sickness, all of that just bows to your name, Lord. Everything on heaven, everything on earth, all of that bows to you, Lord Jesus. Psalm 29 says, ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name and worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. So let's give God the glory that is due his name. If anyone wants to sing, if anyone wants to praise God, wants to give any testimonies that give glory to his name, please go ahead, do that. You can sing also.
All right, I'll begin. I'm not going to sing, I'll promise, Andrew. But I've got a couple of testimonies, two of them. So the first one, if you all remember, I think I shared a month and a half before that how God's favor is at my workplace and I moved to a new team and how the management, the new management are very pleased to have me there. And one of the things they asked me was name your terms. And I remember going back to them and saying that my salary is not the best as per market standards. So I was speaking to the head of the division whom I report to. And this is about a month and a half when I just moved to this team. And I told him that if you could do something about it, that'll be great. And he said that I will definitely look into it, which is would be in April, which is the appraisal cycle for us, for our company. So I said, fair enough, that's fine. I think that assurance is good. And come end of September, or I think first week of October, the company sent out, the company that Tieto sent out an email for everyone that they are giving everyone a mid-year appraisal. And this, the manager was not aware of me. No one was aware of. The mail just goes out for everyone for the first time. And I went go back to him and I said that I just seen this email, which says that it's a mid-year appraisal. Can something be done this time? And he said that I will do my best. He said, whatever budget I'll get, I will ensure that you get the best out of it. But I cannot assure you anything now, but I will still try. And so I think 3 or 4 weeks goes, I think they had all this HR and the management have a round of discussion and everything. I think this Wednesday, he just pinged me, can we have a short call? I said, yes. And he said that Sundar, I've given my best because we like you. We like the work that you do. We want you to be happy in our team. So among my entire team, he said that I've given you the best and I've given you, you know, he's telling me that as you grow into senior management, it's very difficult to get a good hike in terms of percentage. He's saying, but I pushed and I've got you a 12% hike. That to a mid-year, I did not expect this by any given thought. I mean, I was expecting in April, that would be the best what I would get. So 8% or 9%, but he said that he pushed. And I got the best among his team. And to tell you some facts, I've just been part of this team for 2 months. There are people who've been with him for 7-8 years. And he said that I could only squeeze, I had to squeeze out others so that I could give you the best because we really want you to be happy and grow. So I know that it is not him. It is our Lord. It is Jesus who has done this. It is only his favor that has caused to have him and push him and fight for him. And if I was in the previous team, my manager always said that, no, I don't think when I had discussion with him, in fact, before moving on the same topic, he said that, no, I don't think so. I can do so much for you. But we can see when it comes next year. So God is so good that I moved to the new team at the right time. And then he bought this appraisal and then it's effective 1st October. I've not got it, but I'm so glad that God has been so good to me. And this is the highest, by the way, I've got in at least 3-4 years of all my hard work. So just praise God for that. And the second testimony is by God's favor and grace, we were able to close our car loan, which is 2 years before the due date. And this happened just last week. I had to take a couple of days off just to get the bank work done. But God has been so good. We could manage some funds, finances, savings. We thought of this is the best approach, so we closed it 2 years before. So just wanted to praise God and thank God for it. And I just wanted to encourage everyone that I always remember what Nawaz and Colin used to say, whenever you hear such testimony, just claim it for yourself. And to be honest, I've done this. I've heard testimonies from Sunit, from Manish, and others, in fact, Lasya and Christy, I think whenever they've shared testimony about their appraisal, about their work, I've claimed it. I said, Lord, You can do it for my brothers here and my sister. So I will claim this also for me. It has taken time, but it has come true. So if it's you, I would just say God can do it for Sundar. He can do it for you also. So just, yeah. Amen.
Anyone looking for an appraisal, you know, now everybody likes an appraisal. That's not what I'm talking about. But you know that it should have come and it hasn't come. You've been praying for it. Could you raise your hand? Anyone? Shravs, yes, Viji, Meher, Abhishek, come on, okay? There's grace in this moment. There's, you know, ride on the faith that is present in the room right now. Vinod, yeah, okay? Can we all unmute and just pray and say, God, you are our gracious Father. We pray a release of favor and goodness on all these hands. Just keep your hands raised. Okay, can we all unmute and pray together?
Amen.
Release a blessing over all those who raise their hands. Thank you.
Father God, we release your supernatural flavor, favor, your blessing, Father God, for everyone who has raised their hands, Father God, Lord Jesus. Lord, what you have done for me, Father God, I know and I trust and stand by faith, Father God, that you'll do for everyone, Father God, who raised their hands, Lord. And they will come back and glorify your name, Lord Jesus. We claim this, Father God, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In your mighty name, I release the blessing, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to thank God that it's been 1 month for me in Pune, and I have seen God's favor on my life. And I really want to thank God for taking care of me for this 1 month and being with me and keeping a watch over me. So I want to thank God for that.
I want to thank God because last week I was really very sick, and I had got food poisoning and I was very weak, and till yesterday I was still, my stomach was hurting, but I really, Mosey just prayed over me in the night, and I was feeling so happy to see that happen, and also that I could say that by next morning around 10 or 11 I stopped vomiting because I was continuously vomiting. But I really thank God that no matter what we go through, even in sickness or in anything, that, you know, we can just call out to him. That is the biggest support that we have. And I'm so thankful that he has me in his hand. Whatever I go through, I can just call out and everything will be well. So thank God for healing me.
I have a testimony to share. So 7th. Of this month, I joined at Tech Mahindra, and within a few, the day I joined, I had a toothache, and so in few days time, I got my root canal done, and immediately next day I got fever. So I had fever, but I still kept going to work, and I realized in few days time, I lost my sense of smell and taste, and then Thea also was coughing, and then she got cold. And so we said, okay, let's test. I tested positive on 14th October, and the whole family were in shock. Like, Joe's parents were also with us. Susie was with us, and they're supposed to fly in a few days' time. So immediately next day, Joe also tested positive, as she was also exhibiting symptoms. We had to send Joe's parents out. Like, Shravanti very generously offered a home. Shravanti went out of a home, went out of a way, and just offered the whole house to Joe's parents so that they can have a smooth exit. So at this time, Joe's doctor said that, you know, you need to get admitted immediately because your saturation levels are dropping. So Joe had to be admitted the same evening. It was so tough for me. I was alone with Thea. Basically, you know, means she was still on breastfeeding, like morning and evening. And now she was very cranky. She was missing Joe a lot. We were going through a lot of emotional times. We had a lot of negative thoughts. I had a lot of negative thoughts. I thought, what happens if one of us die? Like, what happens if I die? Who will take care? Or Joe dies? Or if anything happens to Thea? There was a big cloud of this negative thoughts over our head in this for this two, 3 days. But the church kept praying for us during this time. The people kept checking on us. People also sent food, and that has been the most big blessing for us during this time. For a week, everyone in the church, they supported us. And thankfully, on request, we asked the doctors to release Jo, and she came after 4 days. And Thea was so happy to see Jo. She didn't know what to say. She didn't have any expression. She was like lost. But yeah, I'm so glad that Jo is recovering. She's much better than before. All those negative thoughts have gone away. Jo's parents missed their flight. Jo's family missed their flight because they tested positive at Shravanti's home. A lot's happening in our family. So they had to reschedule their flight. And now Dad's visa is expiring on 4th November. So they fly on 4th November as well. Please pray that they get a smooth exit and they reach home safely. Just want to thank the church once again. And want to thank Shravanti for offering a home. You all have stood with us in our tests, in our trials, and been with us in our thick and thin. Just thankful to God for his protection over our lives, for his provision. And thankfully, my company also offered 14 days leave for me, and that too paid leave. So grateful to God for this blessing. So thank you, church, once again. Thank you, everyone, for praying for us. Amen. Thank you, Colin Nawaz, for organizing lunch meals for us. It's been a great blessing.
Amen. Can we just quickly pray for Austin's family, for Joe's parents, that they would be able to leave without any issues? All right, so many delays, so many setbacks. So can we all unmute together and pray that they would be completely well? They would get onto the flight and get into Dubai without any issues on the phone. And once again, thank you, Word of Grace, for standing with Austin and Joe, especially those who have sent meals for so long. And Shravanti, special thank you for offering your home to them. All right.
I wanted to share something. I want to testify the power in the name of Jesus. So last week, 2-3 days back, after Christy went to work, Jason was outside playing. I wanted to use the washroom, so I go in, and he comes searching for me, and he was playing with the latch of the door, and he closed the door from outside. So for a few seconds, till now he has not learned how to open and close the door. He was just playing with the latch, and he closed the door. So this, I was inside, and I was telling him to open the door, to move it to the left, right, and all of that. But for some time, this boy, he was making sounds and noises, so I knew that he was near the door. But after some time, there was no sound at all. I kept calling his name, Jason, where are you, and all that, but no sound from his side. And thankfully, I had my phone with me, so I called up Christy and told the situation. So he said that he'll come. And for him to reach, it will take another half an hour to reach home. So all those negative thoughts were going on in my mind. What's going to happen? Had I put the latch in the main door, would he have to break open the door or what, and all that? Just praying. This was to my mind that Lord said that if you have faith and if you say to the mountains to move, it will move. So I said, Lord, I asked this door to be opened, and I kept banging the door, and this boy started crying. He was afraid what's happening. He couldn't see his mom, nobody around. And so I just kept banging the door, and in 10 minutes, it opened. So that was a shocking 10 minutes for me. And yeah, but I want to say how Jesus came through in our situation here. And also 2 weeks back, another thing that happened was I heated up oil for something, and after the work was done, I switched off the stove, checked on Jason, and went inside for something else. And I thought I'll be there in the other room for some to complete my work. And then when I came out, I saw that there's this huge flame in the kitchen. So this oil had caught fire, and this huge flame, and Jason was playing in the hall. So the song was going on in the background. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fears. I said, I don't know, Lord, what I have to do, but I just speak the name of Jesus and I speak to this flame to stop right now. And boom, it stopped. So that's the power in the name of Jesus. And I give all glory and praise to God for his protection over our lives.
Wow, amazing. I do have something. I have two testimonies to share. One is that recently we fell ill, Sunit and I both. We had this no reason sickness. I don't know what happened, but we were super weak. I woke up every day with extreme terrible weakness. I just couldn't understand what was going on in my body. And a doctor suggested that I go through different tests. We both went through tests. Everything came normal. In fact, my reports were excellent. I didn't know what to do, but the weakness just didn't leave my body. Every morning I would wake up with terrible weakness, and the only thing that would keep me a little bit moving was just the electrolyte water. But one night, every night as we pray, you know, we kept praying, but one night when we exchanged, you know, our prayer requests, I said, no, I don't want this. Tomorrow morning, I don't want this. That's it. This is the end of it. So that night we prayed and we declared that the next morning I will not wake up with weakness. And since then, there was no weakness, absolutely zero weakness. I became completely normal, completely healed. And all those few days, right, the house was actually filled with such gloominess. We were all ill and nothing was, it felt like, you know, that it was so dark. And thank God that, you know, it left us, that sickness, unexplainable weakness and sickness, it left us. I really want to thank God for that. And I want to thank God for his faithfulness upon Ralphie. It's been more than 2 months now. When he had that first episode of seizure, he was in the ICU sleeping, and that was the day I declared in the mighty name of Jesus that this is it. There's not going to be any more seizures from now onwards, and this is the first and this is the last. That's it. And I declared, and I kept declaring it, and I believed in Jesus. And I believed that there's power in his name, because there were nights when I sat next to him and I declared this over him. And yeah, people may say this is medicine, but I believe in God, because all these 2+ months he did not have another seizure, and God kept him protected. His hand was upon him. And tomorrow we have a follow-up with the doctor. So I'm just believing, trusting in God that it would go well. Thank you, church, for continuously praying for Ralphie in this case. Thank you.
Yeah, I also have a testimony. When Sam shared that we all fell asleep, that is me and Sam, probably 2 weeks ago, I think. Yeah. So at that time, we got our routines checked, and my blood sugars, the sugar levels just were very high, very high, higher than the higher range. So the doctor said, this is very bad report, I don't want to see this. And then she kept me on some meds, and within a week, my sugar levels have come down. It's because of exercise, the diet, and also I would say that it is purely the grace of God, the favor of God, that it came back to normal. And the doctor said, this is amazing, this is really excellent report, and I would just want you to continue. I just want to thank God for his favor on me.
Such amazing testimonies. I think we'll have to increase the time of our service. Half the time goes in testimony. It's so nice to hear. I wanted to share something. I think this year or last year, I don't remember when, I had shared that one lady in Faridabad, that is some 4 or 5 years back, a parlor lady, she had come for saloon service to my home before we were leaving for Pune. And I had shared gospel with her, and after I came to Faridabad, she called me up and said she has come into faith. So this one lady with whom I shared gospel, the pastor of the previous church, I connected her with them, and she's regularly going to church and growing in the word of God. So the pastor of the church called me up 2 weeks back, and he said, this one lady came into faith, and she shared the gospel with her family, with her sisters, with her neighbors, with her friends, and all have started coming to church, and around 18 to 20 people have come into faith, and next month they all are going to get baptized. So it was so nice to hear how one person came into faith, and everyone, just because she kept sharing with everyone, and all have come into faith. I just wanted to encourage, you know, sometimes when we share, when I shared gospel with her, her expressions showed as though she didn't understand anything. And I was wondering, maybe I didn't share it in the right way, or, but it's, Bible says it's God who draws people closer to Jesus. And God drew her closer to Jesus, and she boldly kept sharing with many in the family. And so happy to see 18 to 20 people are going to get baptized next month. So just wanted to share this. God is good, just one person, and then now 18 to 20 people are going to come into the God's kingdom. Yeah, just wanted to share this.
Amen, amen. What rich sharing with testimonies. Even I have a small testimony. I've got two new drum students, so I'm happy that two new students have come in. Small little testimony. So I'm very grateful to God for that. Let's continue to worship our Jesus. Yeah, testimonies are part of worship. So yes, don't hold back from that. God loves to hear testimonies. I mean, we also love to hear testimonies. So yes, this tells us about the favor of God. And it's so good. Yeah, so let's continue to worship.